Friday, January the 8th. Got a wedding invitation from Bert and Queenie. They are getting married on January the 16th at Pocklington Street Register Office. In my opinion, it is a waste of time. Bert is nearly 90 and Queenie is nearly 80. I will leave it until the last minute before I buy a wedding present. It has started snowing again. I asked my mother to buy me some green Wellingtons like the Queen's, but she came back with dead common black ones. I only need them to walk Pandora to our gate. I am staying in until the snow melts. Unlike most youths of my age, I dislike frolicking in the snow. Saturday, January the 9th. Full moon. Nigel said the end of the world is coming tonight. He said the moon is having a total collapse. Nigel should read Reader's Digest and increase his word power. True enough, it did go dark. I held my breath and feared the worst, but then the moon recovered and life went on as usual, except in York, where fate has flooded the town centre. Sunday, January the 10th, first after Epiphany. I can't understand why my father looks so old at 41 compared to President Reagan at 70. My father has got no work or worries, yet he looks dead haggard. Poor President Reagan has to carry the world's safety on his shoulders, yet he is always smiling and looking cheerful. It doesn't make sense. Monday, January the 11th. I've been looking through last year's diary and have been reminded that Malcolm Muggeridge never did reply to my letter about what to do if you're an intellectual. That is a first-class stamp wasted. I should have written to the British Museum. That's where all the intellectuals hang out. Tuesday, January the 12th. Pandora and I went to the youth club tonight. It was quite good. Rick Lemon led a discussion on sex. Nobody said anything, but he showed some interesting slides of wombs cut in half. Wednesday, January the 13th. Pandora's parents have had a massive row. They are sleeping in separate bedrooms. Pandora's mother has joined the SDP, and Pandora's father is staying loyal to the Labour Party. Pandora is a Liberal, so she gets on all right with them both. Thursday, January the 14th. Pandora's father has come out of the closet and admitted that he is a Benite. Pandora is staying loyal to him, but if the Co-op Dairy find out, he will be finished. Friday, January the 15th. Thank God the snow is melting. At last I can walk the streets in safety, secure in the knowledge that no one is going to ram a snowball down the back of my anorak. Saturday, January the 16th. Moon's last quarter. Bert got married today. The Alderman Cooper Sunshine Home hired a coach and took the old ladies to form a guard of honour with their walking frames. Bert looked dead good. He cashed his life insurance in and spent the money on a new suit. Queenie was wearing a hat made of flowers and fruit. She had a lot of orange makeup on her face to try and cover the wrinkles. Even Sabre had a red bow round his neck. I think it was kind of the RSPCA to let Sabre out for his master's wedding. My father and Pandora's father carried Bert's wheelchair up the steps with Bert a single man and then down again with Bert a married man. The old ladies threw rice and confetti and my mother and Pandora's mother gave Queenie a kiss and a lucky horseshoe. A newspaper reporter and photographer made everyone pose for photographs. I was asked my name, but I said I didn't want publicity for my acts of charity to Bert. The reception took place back at the home. Matron made a cake with B and Q written in jelly tots. Bert and Queenie are moving into a bungalow on Monday, after they have had their honeymoon in the home. Honeymoon. Ha ha ha. Sunday, January the 17th. Second after Epiphany. Last night, I dreamed about a boy like me collecting pebbles in the rain. It was a dead strange dream. I am reading The Black Prince by Iris Murdoch. I can only understand one word in 10. It is now my ambition to actually enjoy one of her books. Then I will know I am above the common herd. Monday, January the 18th. School, first day of term. Loads of GCE homework. I will never cope. I'm an intellectual, but at the same time, I'm not very clever.